Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled, The Constitution is Still in Effect. If you watch people today in politics, especially sometimes when you watch like congressional hearings and people are talking about like electricity grids and cars and all that, you get these really annoying, mainly Pete Buttigieg, annoying, smarmy young people. Not that, that they're young people, that has nothing to do with it, but they're annoying. And they talk to these members of Congress like they're old fogies. And the problem is some of these members of Congress act like they're old fogies, and that like these kids, these people have a legitimate stance in what they're saying. And basically what they're saying is, yeah, we're going to tell the American people what to do. That's basically what they're saying. They think they got elected to be commissars in the Soviet Union. They think they work for Mikhail Gorbachev, right? They think they work for Stalin and that they get to tell everybody what to do and that they're creating a utopia. And global warming gives them the excuse to do that. This is literally what they think, that they're here to create a utopia. That's not, we never gave them that power in the Constitution. The Constitution is still in force. Newsflash, Democrats, communists, you don't have the power to do that. Why isn't the beginning of every argument, okay, you show me in the Constitution where they have the power to do that? They don't. Hello, they don't. Where do you have the power? It's not your power grid. The people built the power grid. And you don't have the right to tell us what kind of power grid we're going to have, or what kind of cars we're going to drive, or what fuel we're going to use for our cars. The problem is we've let them tell us to do what to do for so long that too many Americans don't even bat an eye. Like that famous thing where somebody asked, where in the Constitution, they asked Pelosi, where in the Constitution do you have the power to do this? And she asked him, are you kidding? Like it was a joke. I don't even know. Maybe she just thought it's obvious, but why wouldn't she just say, well, I have the power to do it because of this? That should be the first question. When all of this crap comes up, somebody says, I have a good idea. Where in the Constitution does it give you power to do that? Where did the people give you power to do that to them? And most of the time it's, well, I don't have that power. Or they'll say something, but They don't. The Interstate Commerce Clause gives them the power to regulate commerce, not control commerce, not do commerce, not run the economy. That's not regulating interstate commerce. That's to keep states from passing regulations to punish each other and like safe, you know, highway laws and safe whatever, to keep people safe, right? When we created the Constitution, it was not, hey, can you tell us how to run businesses and tell everybody how to live their lives? That's not why we created the Constitution. And some of these people don't realize that. They think, I have a great idea. And since I'm elected, they elected me to create a utopia. No. Even if they could create a utopia, they don't have the power to. The Constitution didn't give them the power to create a utopia. Sorry. Even if they could make us more rich, even if they could make us better off, they don't have the power to do all of these things. It's not communist China. Sorry. I know they want it to be. I know they love communist China. I know they love the power that the CCP has. They would love that here, and they're kind of have it now. Everyone just kind of rolls over and takes it. But that's not our system. And I don't know when they thought our system turned into that. It's not, and it never has been, and we have to make sure it never is. These people have to be defeated. And here's the thing. We don't have to win in the battle of ideas. The only idea we have to give them is, we didn't give you that power. Sorry. Take all of your schemes and create your own power grid and convince people to pay you to use it. Take all of your schemes and take them into the private sector and compete in the marketplace and convince people to do it. Not get into power and enforce people to do it. That's not our system. The argument is not over the merits of their idea. The first argument always has to be, do you have the right to do that to us? And if it's a no, then okay, I'm glad you have this wonderful idea. Get out of here. Remember that, what was the point of the Constitution? When we created the Constitution, there were 13 little states, little countries, and they all broke away from the mother country that had created them as colonies. And they had a loose alliance with each other in order to act together and fight the war. And then after the war, they kind of hung together. And then they decided whether they were going to go their separate ways or not. And when some of them decided not to go their separate ways, they said, well, how are we going to operate with each other? We don't want to be completely independent states. That's not a good idea. So are we going to become one big state? No, nobody wanted to do that. So what are we then? We're not a confederation. We're a federation. But we're not a unitary national state either. That's not our model. We're not Japan. We're a federation. And we're not a confederation where people can leave. That's not our model either. If you want to leave individually, have at it. But you can't remove a state from the Union. That will destroy the entire structure, and that's not what the United States is. So if you want to destroy the United States, then I guess you can do that. And if one state successfully left, it might not destroy the whole thing. But that's the idea. So then how do we define what this new super government that we're going to put over our governments, what powers are we going to give it, and how are we going to figure that out? So at the Constitutional Convention and through the amendments, we have figured out what this big government can do. And remember, the Constitution is a grant of powers. Defined and limited powers. That's it. That's all it is. The Bill of Rights saying it can't do this and that doesn't undo that fact. That's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are about. It's not a complete list of all of our rights. And unless the powers are given to the federal government, then those powers are retained by the states or the people. Because there are some powers that we don't even give to our state governments. State governments have broader and deeper and less defined powers than the federal government. I know that's hard to believe with all the focus that we have on the federal government now, but that's technically how it is, and that's how it was designed from the beginning. The federal government has its sphere that we gave it. It didn't pre-exist some way. It's not our parents. God didn't create it. It's not like it's written in stone on some mountain somewhere that we're like, oh, we discovered this. No, we created a thing, and it's called the federal government, and it does some things for us. That's it. It's like making a robot that does some things for you. Okay, what are we going to have this robot do? Let's list like 20 things it can do, and that's it. Everything else it can't do, by definition, because it's not on the list. That's the philosophy of our system. If it ain't there, they can't do it. That's the first argument that needs to be had every single time. hey, Pete Buttigieg, where does the federal government get the right to force all of us to drive electric cars? It doesn't talk about if the planet is burning in the Constitution. It doesn't say unless you're really scared. It doesn't say unless you have a really good idea. It says no matter what, these are the things you can do. Unless we amend the Constitution and give you more powers, you don't have any more powers than what are listed. Take your bright ideas and go somewhere else with them. The federal government is not the place. Maybe a state might want to do something like that. California, if they wrote into their constitution that they can dictate what kind of cars the people drive, go nuts. I don't want to live there. Go nuts. The federal constitution doesn't have that power. We didn't give it that power. If the poor people in California want their government to be that powerful, I don't care. Whatever. I think it's a stupid idea, but they can argue about that. But since the planet is burning, then they think they get to do whatever they want. That gives them carte blanche. No, carte blanche isn't a thing in our federal government. And here's think about this one. Oh, well, what about wartime? Okay, that's the only time where the federal government has a lot of power. We don't really know how far that extends, but it would only extend to things that will help win the war. It's not the whole stupid communist idea of never let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, everybody quotes Rahm Emanuel like he's some kind of genius. He's some kind of statesman. That's not a statesman. That's how dictators operate. That's how revolutionaries like Bolsheviks operate. That's a Bolshevik tactic, right? Lincoln, during the Civil War, Lincoln wasn't like, okay, now's our chance. Well, he kind of did. He banned slavery, right? He didn't, you know the drill with the 13th Amendment and all that, but he pushed it and did the Emancipation Proclamation. He did change some stuff. My point is, he didn't see it as an opportunity to get everything he wanted politically. That creates an incentive for people to create crises or blow them out of proportion. Okay? Look at during COVID. At the very beginning of COVID, I thought I had COVID and I was really sick. Like, I get sick. When I get sick, I get sick. I've had pneumonia twice, right? And I thought, dang, what's going to happen to me? And then they were passing that big, huge, crazy bill to pay all the businesses to keep their people on payroll, even they're not working, all that stuff. And then the Democrats held it up and said, we need the people's business. And it was all these stupid giveaways. Like one of the things that Pelosi got in there was like a giveaway to some museum in New York. That is taking advantage of a crisis. That is despicable governing. And I know they all think it's wonderful. It's not. If you can't get what you want passed during normal times, then it shouldn't get passed. You don't exploit a crisis. You maybe have to fix some problems, but don't try to get everything else that's unrelated to the crisis done during the crisis just because you happen to be in power during a crisis. Like I remember at the beginning of COVID, Ray Dalio and all these other people come out and expose their like socialist ideas like, well, you know, maybe now it's time to pay off all the student loans. What? What does that have to do with COVID? I don't know about the merits of that idea. I don't know. But how is that going to help COVID? It was completely ridiculous. All these people who were out there, oh, now's our chance to do all this stuff. So my point with that whole tangent is, yeah, wartime, the powers aren't completely defined. But generally, if you are being invaded nobody's going to object to the president doing whatever it takes to fight the war. But if it's some kind of manufactured crisis or crisis that's blown out of proportion, the Constitution is still in effect. I'm sorry. Never again can we let them stop people from going to church and trying to act like you have to show a passport to go to Walmart, buy gas. That is insane. They will, if they, they'll use any excuse to do crazy stuff and turn it into the Soviet Union and give us a movement permit. They had that in communist China for like 2 years. Everyone had to get a test and then get a movement permit for the day. How dare you act like you have the right to give me a movement permit or make me take some medicine that you invented and got paid off for, paid off by the people who made it to regulate it. You know what I mean. The regulators got paid off to turn a blind eye and then force me to take it. And if I don't take it, then I can't go to Walmart. Or I'm going to get fired from my job. Think about all those nurses that got fired or quit because they wouldn't take the stupid vaccine that doesn't work anyway. How outrageous is that? They can't get away with this. The Constitution was in effect during all of COVID, but it wasn't being observed or obeyed during all of COVID. You know all the stupid stories. The thing is, if you watch CNN, you don't know any of the stories because they just fear-mongered you, if that's how you... I don't know if you can turn that into a verb. They did fear-mongering the entire time. I remember being freaked out, and then I'd read one report. Well, there was a 40-year-old fat dude who died from COVID. Okay. How many 40-year-old fat dudes died from COVID? Hardly any. How many people under 20 died from COVID? Under 200. That is an insane statistic. That's total. Maybe it's more now, but still, a country of 320 million people? It's almost nothing compared to that number. And they freaked us out. And then the kids are all brainwashed and they think, yeah, but, you know, it would have been bad. I would have got really sick. Yeah, and then you would have got over it. Like, who cares? You would have been fine. You're bulletproof compared to this thing. They were brainwashed, like all of us were. So during a crisis, how do we stop them? How far does this go? They think the Constitution doesn't matter anymore during a crisis, I guess. I think they think the Constitution doesn't matter anymore anyway. Let's be frank. They don't care about the Constitution anymore. They've spent 100 years degrading the founders, or I'm not very articulate today, demeaning the founders. Oh, they're all slave owners, therefore everything they had to say was wrong. They were white. They're from a long time ago. All this stuff. And not to say that, you know, the founders knew everything and that everything they did was absolutely perfect. That's not true. But the system that they set up, regardless of what you think about it, is still in effect. You can't just say, I don't like the Constitution, therefore I don't have to follow the Constitution. What's the point of having laws then? People need to start thinking about themselves as citizens, not subjects. If you want a government that's not responsive to you and that you just hope honors your rights, then move to China. Then move to, I don't know where else. Some place where the elections are a sham, or they don't have elections, and you just hope that the rulers are nice to you. And you live your life, and you don't have to worry about it. Think, you know, people in China don't have to worry about politics. There is no politics. You do what you're told, and hopefully they're nice to you. If that's what you want, if that's what you expect, then go to China. They don't have any say in their government, and they don't need to concern themselves with it. Jefferson said, "The price of liberty is eternal vigilance." We haven't been very vigilant. The corrupt idiots that are running our government are proof that we haven't been very vigilant. Good people aren't in the government. There's a few, but they're not, they don't care about us. I don't know what they care about, but it's not us and it's not our welfare. And then when someone does stick their neck out, like Trump or Romney, I think he had good intentions. I don't know what's happened to him. He's turned into a clown. They just vilify him. Look at, there's an interview with Bette David on, what's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. And she said that Hillary just made all this stuff up about her. Called her a Russian asset or whatever. Something's going on in the government. It seems like a cabal. It might not be a cabal. It might just be a bunch of people who are like-minded and corrupt. But why do the Bushes and the Clintons, like, why do they have each other's backs? That's weird. Because they're all corrupt. Together, I guess. Think about being in government and not caring about the people. Like, actually not caring about the people. I think that's the state many of them are in. They just see us as idiots. They just see us as people to be manipulated. They don't really care what we think. They don't think we're the sovereigns anymore. They think they should be in charge. But what is a sovereign? Right? What is the King of England in England? Technically, the person who makes governmental decisions there. He has the final say. Now, he doesn't in real life anymore. But back in the day, he did. When William the Conqueror took over England, he was in the sole ruler of England. His decisions were it. And over time, they developed a parliament and all this stuff. But that's over time, and that's with the king's permission. Right? The Magna Carta, they captured King John or cornered him and said, "You are signing this. And you have to acknowledge our rights." And basically put a knife to his throat and said, "You're signing this. You have to acknowledge our rights as noblemen." Right? And in the medieval system, you had a liege lord, right? There's a couple, I don't know, five or six layers of nobility. But at the top was the king. And above him was God and the church. And so the church didn't have actual authority, but it kind of did because it controlled who the king was and stuff like that in a way. But that guy was like your dad. Like, God ordained him to be in charge of this realm. He is the sovereign. So who's the sovereign in the United States? Us, you and me, if you're in the United States. If you're not in the United States, you should be the sovereign where you are. Unless, I don't know, maybe this isn't how all governments should run. Maybe the king of Thailand, maybe the king of Jordan, maybe that works there. I don't know. Maybe we could have a king here as long as he's a good guy. I don't want that. But there's a reason why popular governments go off the rails. Because you get corrupt people in there. I mean, look at the scum we have running our country. So that's one of the, you know, arguments for monarchy is that there's like a ballast. Like there's somebody who's over politics and he doesn't care about all that because he's going to be in charge no matter what. So he doesn't care about all these stupid machinations that the politicians are doing. The problem is if he's corrupt, you got a big problem on your hands. So you got to invest people with power. And then if they get corrupted, how do you get rid of them? That's basically our problem. So back to the sovereign thing. Do the people of the United States really believe that they're the sovereigns? That they're the ultimate political authority in the United States? that what we want goes. If we don't want to help Ukraine, the United States doesn't help Ukraine. If we want to close the border, we close the border. I don't care what your arguments are. I don't care. If that's what the sovereigns want, that's what the sovereigns get. We had a civil war, but in that civil war, we didn't limit the rights of the sovereign. Well, let's see. No, we have limited the rights of the sovereigns. We've limited the rights of the sovereigns by the Constitution, right? You can't own slaves anymore. We decided that by a vote, right? We decided that the majority won't rule on some things, that the sovereigns can't control certain things. Now, we could go back and amend the Constitution, but we're not going to, at least for the 13th Amendment, right? So just like the King of England allowed himself to be limited to the point almost now where he's purely just ceremonial, have we allowed ourselves to be limited to the point where we don't matter? At least the sovereign in England has an elected government that runs his government. Do we have actually an elected government anymore? Do we really get to pick who we want? Or do we get to pick who the people in charge tell us we should pick? Trump? Who else? Other than Trump? I mean, I don't know. I guess Reagan. The elites didn't want him. Who else, though? I guess the elites didn't want Bill Clinton. But they didn't care. Shouldn't we be able to know about all these secrets that the government has? Think about this. If the secrets that the government has are so essential to national security, why can't the president know about them? He has a security clearance. He's our main guy in the executive branch. They all work for us, and we elect him, and he's over all of those clowns. And just one example, Carter and Clinton have publicly come out and said, I wanted to know about aliens, and they wouldn't tell me. What? Who's they? Some masters of the universe? People who think they're over us? No, the only legitimate power in the United States politically is us, is the people. They don't have legitimate power unless we give it to them. They're usurpers, especially these people in the executive branch who aren't elected. They may as well have, like, kicked the president out of the White House and just taken over and said, well, screw you, dude. We're in charge now. How would we accept that? What would we do, right? That's unacceptable. That's not how our system works. And so these people who suspend the Constitution during a crisis, oh, you can't go to church. You can't do church in your car with the windows up on the radio. I think that's how they did it. I think that was the... You know, they're trying to still have church, but obey the stupid COVID rules because they want to be good citizens, right? Yeah, never again. Never again. We have to write it into all of our state laws that you cannot do this because you abused it. You abused it. No more stay-at-home orders. No more arresting a dude in a kayak on the ocean alone. No more pouring sand on the skate park. I mean, how totalitarian. It's unbelievable. That we can't ever let that happen again because they'll just keep doing it to us. We can't forget what they did. The Constitution was in effect and still is in effect, even if they don't want to acknowledge it. And we have to remember that. And the first question has to be, you don't have the power to do this, or where do you have the power to do this? And if they can't tell us, then there's no point in discussing it anymore. Even if it's a good idea, well, sorry, we can't do that. We can't even talk about it because what's the point? It's a waste of our time. We live under a government of limited powers. What do you know? You're not an elected dictator. I don't care if you're going to make the trains run on time. What you want to do isn't within our power. We got to start acting like citizens. Right now, we're acting like subjects who let the government run their lives. And citizens, sovereigns, have to be active in their government. And it's tiresome, and it's annoying, and it's complicated. But we haven't been, and this is what's happening to us, because we haven't been. And I still think we have time to fix things and all that. But I don't know how and how much we have to stick our necks out. But some of us are going to have to. Thank you for listening.